Well, we best get straight into this because there's so much to talk about. Queensland is your place to race this year. Chris Nelson's in. Let's go to Sydney first. Championships, yep. Massive money down there tomorrow. And we've got Isotope in a Group 2 worth $1 million.
Not bad money, Pat.
The Arrowfield Sprint.
Not bad money at all. Look, she's a great chance. I mean, she was so good winning that listed race a couple of weeks ago. She'll take good improvement off that. Ryan Maloney's worked really hard to get down to that 54.5 kilos. Where I read during the week that every time he walks towards the fridge to open it, he decides to keep going and go out the back door and go for a ride or a run.
And the dogs, they're going, oh, no, here we go.
Here we
He's
going to
take me for a walk again.
The dog's completely knackered. But, yeah, Ryan will be looking for a feed of Maccas, I think, on the way home from the track tomorrow. That's for sure.
And the other Queensland interest, well, we've adopted him now. Steph's partner, Ben Thompson, yep. is on Good Idea in the Sydney Cup.
Yeah, who, of course, won the Adelaide Cup a month or so back. Obviously a tougher race, but Ben, every chance there to hopefully get into the placings. He's riding very well. He comes off a treble last week and other winners during the week. So good luck to Ben.
All right, massive weekend in the southeast. We've finally got decent weather. We've got good tracks all around the place. Start tonight in Toowoomba. We've just got to give a little wrap for this one. It's a big night up there.
100%. It's the Darryl Gollan Memorial Race Night. There's a Darryl Gollan Memorial Classic for the two-year-olds. Obviously, a great initiative by the Toowoomba Turf Club and Racing Queensland to introduce this. I mean, Darryl Gollan, the whole family, as you know, Pat, are legendary in the area. Yeah. He trained over 300 winners himself and gave a lot of advice out to a lot of people. So let's hope it's a really good night for the family.
Righto. Eagle Farm. Have you, Heels has got his pen poised.
Yes. Well, I had one for you at value. It was race 6, number 9, Contemptuous, but it's going around at Ipswich today. So we'll make it a good bet at Ipswich today. It becomes
race. Better watch that.
Yeah, but unfortunately it was about $11 at Eagle Farm. It's about $2 at Ipswich. So that's race 6, number 1 today at Ipswich, Contemptuous. Now, Eagle Farm, race 7, number 5, Junction for Mark Curry. Now, Epic Girl leads here on her ear, but she's a risk at 1,400 metres. And Junction's going to be the one that's going to be parked right behind her. There's three or four others in the race, couple or two or three resuming from spells that are stayers. So they're not going to be up on the speed early. I think Junction will just camp on Epic Girl. She gets a bit of a stitch late. He goes past and then he holds off those closers. That's the plan. Whether it works out that way is yet to be seen, but I think he's going to get the right run, Junction. So race 7, number 5.
Mm-hmm.
Race 8, number 1, Vega 1. I think he can make a winning return. I mean, you look at his first start run last prep at the Sunny Coast. He was very unlucky. He's been off the scene since the Stradbroke last year when he probably could have won with a better gait. He's only beaten just over half a length. He's had the injury. He's been to Melbourne. He's rehabilitated. And he trialled at Doomben on Tuesday. It was an outstanding trial.
You were saying
he just trotted along in that trial. He is the class runner clearly of this race. There's speed up front. He'll go back. Long Eagle Farm straight. I reckon he's a great chance to knock them over. He's not going to be at his peak yet, but I don't think he has to be. So race 8, number 1, Vega 1, I think, can win also.
1,000 metres?
Yeah, I know it's too short for him. And as I say, he's not wound up, but I just think he's got that class edge. And Kylie's, Pizzoni, La Palmiere, all good sprinters, but he's another level, Vega 1, and he doesn't have to be 100%. And he's sharp enough, Pat, I'd say, at this stage of his preparation to be effective over 1,000 metres.
Yeah, I love backing the good horses.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. As I say, you don't have to be at your top.
Have you ever exposed a horse that's become a good one?
Me?
Yeah, what's your biggest claim?
Oh, God, now you've got me. Can I hold that over till next week?
Like Vega 1, you know, the way you did rave over its trial, you know, you haven't.
I'll tell you a recent one.
Yeah.
I tipped Animo in the Golden Slipper. I thought it would win the Golden Slipper. It ran second. Now it looks like a world beater.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, the $13, $14 of the Golden Slipper will never ever see again, and it ran second. So there's one.
Yeah, that was a win the other day, wasn't it?
It was amazing.
Size.
That was so soft. And then goes to the Champagne next week and will probably be soft again. That's going to
be a people in racing,
start.
Let's say Black Caviar, did you know how good it was right from the word go? Winx, they didn't, did they?
No, Winx took a while to hit her straps.
Yeah. Lost on the Sunny Coast.
No, one on the Sunny Coast.
Was that where
that
it turned?
Was where it all started.
Came from Stone Motherless.
That's it.
Just around that. I remember our late great mate, Billy J. Smith, who was up there hosting the 4X box, I think. He just said, I've seen something very special this afternoon. He's a pretty good judge of a horse, Billy. And he
but
said,
neither of you two. Three races before that said this is going to be Winx.
No,
she was just a good horse, winning and competitive in good races.
Let's set our minds to that, eh? Mm-hmm. Let's see if we can't pick one.
All right.
You tried with, was that Russian Camelot? last year.
Well, you weren't far off.
No, he was well off.
Well, it's retired now.
So we've
got its tongue out in a paddock somewhere.
Two at Eagle Farm.
The Gold Coast, no, the Sunshine Coast Sunday, race four, number two, very nicely named Cherry Soda. Makes you feel like going for a drink, doesn't it? Cherry Soda. I thought was a good thing beaten perhaps at the Gold Coast last time. Just couldn't get any clear running until late. Once he made a lot of ground, I think he'll be making amends. So that's Sunny Coast Sunday, race four, number two, Cherry Soda.
Well, you're all around the shop, aren't you? You've got Ippy this afternoon, the short price toppy in race six. So race six, number one, Contemptuous. And then you've got a couple in Brizzy tomorrow, race seven, the five, and race eight, the one. And then Sunny Coast, race four, the two on Sunday. Chris Nelson, thank you very much. Queenslanders Racing, you'll be back in a moment. The action continues this week. Eagle Farm, Doomben, Gold Coast, Sunny Coast, Toowoomba, you name it. We're all over the shop.